Sears is the latest large retailer hit by changes in the way we shop. Recently, Sears announced another round of store closures, and this round includes stores in our area. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek spoke with Mervin Jebaraj about the changing landscape of retail and malls. He's the interim director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the Sam Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas.
So last month, Sears announced it was closing another batch of stores, two of them being the Sears at the Northwest Arkansas Mall and the Sears at Central Mall in Fort Smith. Is this really a surprise at this point?
You know, these Sears stores have closed in locations across the country, and the fact that we've held on to ours for as long as we have is just amazing. But when you think about what Sears is in today's economy, someone mentioned that Sears was the Amazon of the previous century, right? I mean, if you think about what Amazon does now in terms of you go online, there's a catalog of all the things you want to buy, it's online, and they ship it to you. This is what Sears did, and this was their great innovation in the previous century. They sent you a catalog by mail. Everybody loved getting this catalog. There was no internet. This was the only way to get a list of all the products and, you know, a small description and the price. And then you ordered, and it came, just like Amazon, by mail. So, you know, that model is clearly dated. And so, you know, this is just one of those things that people have expected for a very long time, that it was coming, and it is coming, and now it's here.
And what about these other department stores? What kind of message is this sending to stores like JCPenney or Dillard's?
Yeah, I mean, your big department stores and Kohl's and places like this that have closed in recent years, you know, it's not entirely the Sears was obviously hurt by this because they were built on the catalog model and that, you know, and they've added other value over the years, but they've clearly lost market share. People still shop for clothes, things that JCPenney's and Macy's and Kohl's and all of these things, and people still shop for appliances. The question is, how do they compete with the online sales of all these things? Because people still buy clothes, maybe not as much. People still buy appliances, you know, in just as many numbers as they have in the past. It's just about where they're buying it. And so, you know, they don't do it in store necessarily. And so it depends on how well you're online. Presence competes with other actors online, whether that's Walmart or Amazon or any of the other online retailers.
And department stores in general, you know, they were a big part of life at one point. I mean, there's so many Christmas movies in department stores, or there's a department store in so many Christmas movies. Is that still the place people turn to outside of online, obviously, but I don't know. Is that still the place people go to do most of their shopping, or is there this local push also that's sort of coming in on them, on their share?
I still think people shop from department store-like entities by and large. You know, I think the local piece is important. A lot more people doing that, but it's, you know, the numbers are rather small compared to how much you buy out of department stores. But they're not going to necessarily go into the, and I think that's a generational thing. You know, it's a lot easier for younger people just order it online, so they could do that from JCPenney's website, or they could do it from one of their competitors' websites. So how you drive those customers to go into your stores really depends on your online presence. Some, you know, bricks and mortar retailers have had success holding off against online, and the greatest example of that is Best Buy. You know, for a very long time, people buying stuff online, they were just using Best Buy as, you know, a place to look at something and then go buy it online. And Best Buy actually competed with that by building this concept that they call stores within stores. So now you walk into a Best Buy, it isn't what it used to be in the past with shelves full of appliances and games and CDs and all these things. Now it's like, you know, little branded stores where you go in, you look at the Samsung store or the Apple store or the Dell store for computers or whatever it is, and you talk to professionals who sell you. And so you want to buy a TV, you go in there and there are these different stores within it, and you can compare the different kinds of TVs, look at the actual product, and, you know, look at the entire entertainment system, if you will. And so they sell you that experience. Some department stores are trying that, and I think JCPenney, and, you know, this is, I don't shop for these things, so I'm going to maybe make a mistake. But I think JCPenney has Sephora in there and kind of a store within a store. So
yeah.
Kind of sell the experience more than just to go to buy shirts or pants or skirts or blouses or whatever it is. it's more the experience than you're buying is something related to that. And, you know, Nordstrom is another place that closed a lot of stores, but they're eventually moving to the model where they're not really interested in selling a whole bunch of things out of their existing stores. They're just going to have stylists and people like that working in those stores, and you go in there and they help you put together outfits and clothes, and then you just order those off online, but they've, you know, helped you form your look or whatever it is. So there are some opportunities there, but all of this means you're not carrying a lot of inventory in stores. So therefore, even if you do switch to this model of stores within stores, they tend to be a little smaller. And so that raises questions of what do you do with the rest of the space in the malls, right?
So why is, you know, Nordstrom's and JCPenney and Macy's, they're kind of doing these different things. Did Sears just not follow that model? Is that why they ultimately have had to shut down so many stores and perhaps all of them soon?
Well, it's always hard to look back at a company and say, well, where did you go wrong? I mean, like, you know, companies that have done something a certain way for a very long period of time, it's very hard to change an institution around from being a bricks and mortar store to doing orders by catalogs to switching it entirely. And that requires changing the job description for vast numbers of employees. So it's always harder for institutions that have been around for a while, and it's easier for Amazon that just started as an online company to come in and do the online thing better than just about everybody else. So, you know, those things are just difficult to predict. And the business model at Sears was, you know, about carrying appliances and things of that nature for several years. All of that has diluted. It's, you know, there's a lot more competitors selling appliances anymore, so they don't really have that market share anymore. And so they did a little bit of repair. They tried to diversify, but again, you know, if I want to repair something now, I just call the company, they mail me a shipping label, I put it in a box, mail it back to them, and it comes back. So, you know, the things have changed.
What does this mean? Obviously, they're anchor stores for these malls. So besides just what it means for Sears, what does it mean for these local shopping centers to have these huge spaces that are now going to be empty?
I think that's a great question, a concern, if you will. You know, I'd say a couple of different things. So malls, I think, were person that designed or conceptualized malls basically built these things for suburban areas as opposed to urban areas where you don't really have malls per se. So they built this as suburban areas as a place where people mingle, gather, because they're in suburban areas. They don't have an urban setting. They come from home and they can hang out. That's why you see malls with food courts and all of these fountains and decorative things, right? So it was supposed to be a community place more than a shopping place, and it turned out to be more of a shopping place than a community place. So there is an opportunity to go back to the original vision of what the malls were, because these buildings you know, very often occupy prime real estate in most of the towns that they're in. They're very well connected, so people can still get there. And so there's, you know, people aren't spending less money across the board. They're just changing how they spend money. So they're not spending their money buying goods and goods. But they're spending more of their money on services, so you could have more restaurants. So you have all of this retail space. You could have bigger food courts, and or not a food court, but actual restaurants as part of this. I've seen some malls advertise, you know, if you're trying to exercise by jogging or walking, you could get a, you know, membership at a fitness club, or you could go to your local mall, which is air conditioned in the summer, and you could walk laps around the mall. And people do this, right? And so then you advertise auxiliary services to them, whether those walking shoes or, you know, a smoothie at the end of it or whatever it is. So there's a way to use some of this space. And then, of course, the other piece of this is people want to live in more urban areas, and people want to live closer to all these commercial thoroughfares and these restaurants and stuff. So you could use all that, you know, some of that parking space, build other stuff on it, housing in particular. You could look at some of the mall space itself and see if it could be converted into mixed use, so you would have some housing there. So there are ways to use the space in not the traditional way, but still attract customers to come there for a variety of different reasons.
So what's going to happen at Central Mall and Northwest Arkansas Mall to make use out of these spaces that they're both going to have left once Sears leaves?
And what you would need to do is the mall management actually has to work on reorganizing their space, right? So that takes money. So you need to actually invest money in, say, if you're going to move away from just having these big box stores like Sears in your mall, and you want to have a mixed-use space, there's maybe some living, there's a lot of entertainment options and so on, then you need to reconfigure those spaces. And, you know, the person coming in, the retailer coming in, is not going to do that. It's going to be the mall owner or the mall right. management is going to have to spend the money to reconfigure their mall to mm-hmm. actually be more of a social gathering place and have the kinds of things that brings people in for social gathering. So that, you know, whoever will succeed will be whoever spends the money to invest in doing that first.
So there's been a lot of conversations about malls in general. What's your take on the future of a mall as a concept?
I'm trying to remember. There's a place in Texas or in California. It's either in San Antonio or San Jose, but one of these huge malls outside of the city has actually been converted into one of these mixed-use developments. There's a little bit of residential piece. There's, you know, all kinds of amenities that you would want, like bars and restaurants and things of that nature. So they've actually turned what used to be a place where you just go to shop. You can still shop there. There's groceries you can buy, all of these things. But by and large, it's turned into more of an entertainment venue, a place where people can just go. So you don't just have to be in a coffee shop. You could just use the public space around it. And, you know, if mm-hmm. you sit there for any length of time, you might still walk into a coffee shop and get a coffee or whatever it is and still use the public space. So they've actually gone around and done this. There's not that many examples of it. Again, you know, it's up to the mall management to either need to do it themselves or sell it to somebody who's interested in redeveloping the space.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
That's no problem.
That was Mervyn Jabiraj, the interim director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek. We reached out to management at the Northwest Arkansas Mall and the Realty Group responsible for the Sears property there, but did not hear back. We also contacted the management at Central Mall in Fort Smith. General Manager Deborah Johnson says they have a real estate team that will develop prospects for tenants for the Sears space. She says right now it's too early to speculate about possible replacements, but they're open to adapting the space as necessary. Johnson says they're disappointed Sears is leaving, but they're looking at it as an opportunity to expand offerings at the mall.